Author Sue Miller has written a story collection, a memoir about her father and Alzheimer's disease, as well as 9 novels. Her latest novel is titled The Lakeshore Limited. For our series, You Must Read This, where authors talk about a book they love, Miller recommends a novel with a varied cast of characters, all of whom jump right off the page.
When Thomas McMahon, a professor of both applied mechanics and biology at Harvard University, died unexpectedly a little more than a decade ago, his legacy was voluminous. It included multiple scientific articles, the design for the track at Harvard, a handful of patents, including one licensed to Nike for a new kind of sole for a running shoe, and 4 entirely distinctive novels. My favorite among them is McKay's Bees. It's the kind of book which makes you want to sequester yourself away from the dinner table or the cocktail party when you encounter the rare other person who's read it, so you can compare notes on its many delights. Among them, its frequent hilarity, its occasional tender sexiness, and the sheer erudition on display within its pages. Do you want Darwin's theory explained in a few words? Why, it's about the greenness of every living thing, its sexual purpose, and its mortal nature. Do you want to know how to divide and multiply beehives? You'll find it here. How to build a small funicular to get you upstairs without electricity. How to make a daguerreotype, construct a kiln, all included for the price of admission, and all connected intimately to the foibles, the hopes, the aims, the character of the characters in this book. And what an assortment of characters they are. First, we meet the eponymous Gordon McKay, fat, industrious, wealthy, distractible, who sets out from Boston in 1855 with his new wife, 15 swarms of bees, and an entourage that includes a group of German music box makers and 2 alligators. They're headed for Kansas, where McKay hopes to make a fortune from honey. His wife, Catherine, is vain and passionate. She's married McKay in part to extract herself from her erotically charged relationship with her twin brother, Colin. Then there's the melancholic bee expert L.L. Langstroth, whose manual sets McKay in motion, the abolitionist Eli Thayer and his wife, and the naturalist William Sewell. John Brown makes an appearance here, too, and Louis Agassiz, and Presidents Lincoln and Pierce, all quickly made complex and human. To read this book is to be present at a strange moment in our nation's history, on the cusp of the Civil War, of the Second Industrial Revolution, which is where McKay finally does make his fortune. McMahon makes their preoccupations, their sorrows and joys so arresting that you can read this book 2, 3, 4 times, as I have, before you take in also the grand sweep of it. Of course, there's a narrative distance necessary to accomplish all this in so few pages, but it's not an ironic distance or a satiric one, though there's often humor in it. Instead, McMahon's tone here seems almost Chekhovian to me. It has that same gentle, rueful amusement. Witty, precise, tender, McMahon beckons us, as Chekhov does, to an enlarging generosity and wonder at all that is sad and funny and amazing in the world. You must read it.
Sue Miller is the author of many novels, including her latest, The Lakeshore Limited. She recommends the novel McKay's Bees by Thomas McMahon for our series, You Must Read This.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.